Hi, this is Dina with Family First. Am I speaking with
Lisa? Hi, Dina. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm doing well. I apologize for missing your call. I was on the other line.
That's fine. That's okay.
Okay,
that's
so
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I was just reaching out. I know that you spoke with Jasmine yesterday regarding the agency transfer. Yes, so I'm an intake coordinator, so I'll be following up with you and your caregiver to make sure everything's all set. Okay?
Okay.
So let me just tell you how it works so you have an idea what the process is like. Basically, two things need to happen, okay? First thing is for the caregiver to complete his requirements to become compliant with us. So I'm going to have all those sent over to him. If you'd like, some patients prefer I send them to them as well so they can help. Are you interested in that?
Wait, I'm not. What was that? What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll repeat it. Yeah, so I'm going to send the requirements over to your caregiver.
Oh,
okay.
To Devin, sure.
Yes.
Devin, it's a group. Yeah,
Devin.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. No,
yes.
That's fine. Yes, you could send them to Devin. That's fine.
Okay. All right. And then do you have a specific day that you're looking to start?
She wants to start right away because I don't like this other agency at all. So
okay.
She don't like them either because they don't have no communication between each other and they're not giving. You know, I asked for a ride somewhere and I can't get it, and just different things that are more frustrating for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not on Devin's part. She does a great job. It's just the other. It's on. You know,
the
I don't
agency.
Like the agency.
Yeah.
Yes. Period.
Okay.
Because they never even explained anything to me from the beginning, and, you know, it's just, I didn't like it. So, I mean, she's willing to start anytime.
All right. So, from my past experience, I know that Keystone can take a couple of days until they send us the authorization.
Okay.
I would say, do you have a minute now? If we can try to add your service coordinator to the call to let her know.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Hold on one moment. I'm going to conference her in.
All right.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First here. I have Lisa Saracen on the line, and we were calling regarding an agency transfer switch.
Okay. She messaged me already. I have to see her in person to do the assessment, so you contacting me isn't going to accelerate the process. I already talked to her until I have to do an in-person assessment. I can't do it over the computer.
Oh, okay. And do you know how long that would take?
No, because we're back behind from snow schedule, so I'm trying to schedule it trying to do it today, but we can't, so I got to schedule for next week.
Okay, for next week. So,
yeah.
And from there, the UM still needs to review everything. All right.
Well, I don't think that's going to be too difficult. As far as the hour, so what I would do is once I talk to her, I will word it a certain way to justify the amount of hours she might need or whatever, especially if her condition changed at all. So that's the best part about me actually having to do it in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do like it's called like a decrease in condition.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So after that, I'll just talk to her and put the dialogue that say that she needs a certain amount of hours. Because she said something about it was like a split before. I don't know. But apparently, I will. When it's a new change, it's always easier to get the hours approved.
Okay. All right, got it. So you're basically using that chance to get the additional hours approved. Great. Okay. So I'm going to send you an email with our agency information for when you're ready to do that switch. Yep. And just if you can just let me know.
And if you want to add any details to like what she's like looking for, like as far as the dialogue has to be. When I write the note, too, because they look at the notes, too, the justification dialogue for what's going on with her now and in comparison to what was going on before. So even though I'm going to get that information when I meet with her in person, it'll help me prep it in advance.
Okay. Yeah, we can arrange that.
Okay, that'll work. So you can add that to the email, and then I'll be able to follow up.
Okay. All right, no problem.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. All right, Ms. Lisa?
Yes.
Yes. So did you overhear the conversation?
I did. Is he still on the line?
No, he's not.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, what was I going to say? First of all, yes, I have COPD. And then now the newer thing that I have is, as we found out yesterday when I went to the doctor, that I'm anemic. I have anemia now. meaning I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I just constantly sleep. And they put me on this high-dose medication to build it up.
Right.
So that's the new diagnosis that you can give to him if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, because that's the newer thing that's going on with me besides the COPD.
Right. Okay. So that would require additional help, just daily functioning.
Absolutely, yes, because I'm just exhausted. I just so tired, weak.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, yeah, that's, you know, that's why I'm asking for more hours. So I wanted to just, this way you get an idea, you could just send it to him.
Yep.
He has an idea. And I wanted to tell you, he don't work too fast, but
okay.
This gentleman, I spoke with him before, and it took him such a long time to even get to me. So I don't know what he does. You know, it's weird. It's very weird. So
yeah.
I hope he moves his feet.
Okay, well, we'll be on top of him. You know, I'll keep calling him to make sure he gets things going.
Great, great. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Do you need to speak with Devin at all? Because Devin's here with me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send everything to Devin via text. So he should have all the information there. Yeah, but if you can just let him know that it's most important, we always tell the caregivers to send their IDs first. That way we can run a background check right away, and that won't slow down the process because it can take a couple days for a background check to run through.
Oh, okay. And now even though she's done that with the other agency, she has to do it again for you, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So wait, let me just tell her. What does she have to send you?
Just have to send me, it can be a license, it can be a passport, a social security card, any form of identification.
Hey, Devin, can you send Dina a picture of your license? She just has to do like a background check, even though they did it before. It's for Dina, the new agency. They need.
I'll text her my number.
Okay, she's going to text you her number and the information that she needs from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She talked to that coordinator, but he don't move too fast, but she said she's going to stay on him.
Okay.
Okay?
So,
I'll
keep you posted. Let me know if you have any questions or want any updates along the way. I have her phone number, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Okay, yeah, so she'll send it to you right away, and then we could get this started.
Okay,
now,
great.
We can't do nothing until this gentleman does it, right?
Yeah.
We can't
start. We need to wait until the assessment's done. And once the assessment's done, it takes about another 2-3 days for his supervisor team to review it. And, yeah. And from there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Dina. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. You have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.